Call the House Transportation Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, April 17th. The time is 1:25 p.m. Good afternoon. Today we have with us Representative Newman, Representative Sullivan Leonard, Representative Drummond, Co-Chair Stutes, and myself, Co-Chair Wool. We have a quorum to conduct business. We're also joined by Sandra Edwardson from House Records, Doug Bridges from the LAO, and my committee aide, Laura Steidolf. Today we'll be hearing Senate Bill 199, Dalton Highway, Access to Private Property, by Senator Kelly, and presenting the bill are Senator Kelly and his staff, Joe Burns, if come forward and present your bill. And Representative Kopp has joined us.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Thank you for hearing our bill. Senate Bill 199 allows off-road vehicles within the Dalton Highway corridor to access private property used as a homestead, which is adjacent to the pipeline corridor. Currently, AS 19.40.210 allows access for oil and gas activities, mining claims activities, and travel from outside the corridor to a point outside the corridor. Problem being that if you begin at the Dalton Highway and try to access your property, you would be in violation because you didn't start from outside the corridor. The bill makes reference to protecting private property rights and those kinds of things. I think, Mr. Chairman, you had mentioned something before the committee. There might be a concern that native lines might be impacted or that they would allow for crossing of private property. It does not. But it essentially what we're left with without passing this bill are the people who own homesteads along the Dalton Highway. The only way they can get to their land is through aircraft. And not too much more complicated than that, but I'm sure you'll have questions, and Mr. Burns will answer them. And Mr. Chairman, I'm probably going to have to take off here in a few minutes, but that pretty much concludes my comments.
Thank you, Senator Kelly. Mm-hmm. A question from Representative Stutes.
I do, through the chair. Thank you. I'm a little confused. So can anybody take their four-wheeler on these roads that are you're looking to open up, or is it just the property owners?
It's just the people who have land that was homestead land. Yeah, they're precluded. Again, it's the problem is that they could get to their land except for the fact that they have to start access outside the corridor, going to a point outside the corridor. So if you drive to the Dalton Highway and you want to get your home to your homestead, you actually start within the corridor because you're on the road. So it's just kind of a goofy thing. It was just left out, and I don't think it was necessarily intentionally left out when the statutes were created, but that was the net effect of it.
Follow up, Representative Stutes.
Thank you. So is this land that they want to get to right on the Dalton Highway?
It would be adjacent to the corridor on the other side of the corridor. So if you imagine you're on the highway and you want to get to your homestead on the other side of the corridor, you couldn't from the highway. You'd have to literally find a way to get outside the corridor, then drive across the corridor. I don't think that was ever anything intentional, but when they specified that it could only be for mining activities, oil and gas, and from a point across, essentially what they were trying to do was allow access across the corridor.
Okay.
For general people. That already exists. But it
Thank
puts
you.
These homesteaders in a tough situation.
Okay, I got it.
Representative Newman has a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Kelly, then it was mentioned ATVs, but this is snow machine only?
No, this is all-terrain vehicles.
Oh, all-terrain vehicles, all of them. And then the follow-up, Mr. Chair.
Follow-up, Representative.
Thank you. Senator Kelly, are they allowed to, during hunting season, to stop and hunt caribou or anything, or is it just only access to their property?
It's only access.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So, Senator Kelly, anyone else seen on any off-road vehicle along this corridor would be in violation of current law if they weren't accessing a homestead that they already had claimed to. Is that correct?
Correct, if they started within the corridor.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Representative
Kopp.
No, that's a good question, Mr. Chair. So, or a homestead, they had permission to access that land. It might not be their homestead, but as long as they were lawfully entering that land.
No, that is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Drummond.
Thank you. And the corridor is defined by that sort of blue bubbly that kind of cloudy blue edge, that wide, wide, wide.
I think it's 5 miles, 5 or 6 miles.
Yeah. Through the chair, this is Joe Burns, staff to Senator Pete Kelly. Yes, it's 5 miles on either side of the highway, and it's that blue, inside that document, it's that blue area.
Okay, great, thank you.
May the record show, we're joined by Representative Clayman at 1:30. Are there, Senator or Joe, are these homesteads identified in this map, and do you know how many there are that we're talking about here?
I think there's six of them.
To the chair, DNR has identified 16 within 10 miles of the highway itself. Marty Parsons with DNR should be online if you have any further questions on that. There's three different types of homesteads under the Homestead Act that would be covered. There's home sites, headquarters sites, and then homesteads proper themselves. And we were able to find, or DNR was able to find 16 within 10 miles.
Thank you. And how would these individuals be identified as if someone, wildlife trooper or someone like that, were to encounter them? Would they have some sort of pass, or would they just, how would they be identified as someone that's allowed to access a homestead?
Mr. Chair, so our understanding is that only people that would be trying to access a homestead private property that has an established historical use as a homestead would be doing this. And if you have a homestead, you would have a patent to it, so you'd be able to prove that it was historically a homestead.
And Mr. Chairman, I think as well there is a procedure set up now for people who have mining claims and oil and gas transportation issues, transportation projects that are lawful. But they do have to measure the people that were within the corridor against their ability to access those areas and whether they have the right to access those areas.
Okay. Thank you. Question from Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just thinking down the trail a little bit. So if these people sell their homestead or something, these rights would pass to the next owner of that homestead or their children, or I don't know how this is going to work, Senator, but if they're the son and not the owner, but they're going to, it's the family's homestead, but it's in dad's name, but the son wants to go. Is there something that relates to family or something like that initial?
As I understand, it travels with the homestead.
Thank you.
Representative Cobb.
That just seems like a common sense piece of legislation to help 16 people access their property.
Yeah, I agree.
I was trying to find the complicated part. I couldn't get it.
I think Representative Newman asked the question, and I just want to reiterate. If someone's going from the road to their homestead, traveling across the corridor and then beyond the corridor, can they hunt along that route, or they're just to access their home?
It's just to access.
Okay.
To follow up on that, so Board of Game restrictions limit the use of off-road vehicles for the transport of game within that area. And there's also a restriction on the use of firearms for hunting within that area. And there should be someone with the Alaska Wildlife Troopers online, too, if you have any further questions on that. But this is not for any hunting purposes.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Stutes.
Thank you. This might be a little bit off, since this is not my neck of the woods. What's so special about this corridor?
Well, it was a federal corridor that was created for the pipeline, and for security reasons, they restricted it. It's fairly heavily restricted.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Representative Clayman.
Just making sure I track accurately that off-road use in the corridor doesn't mean they get to drive their snow machine down the highway. They're just essentially on the adjacent areas.
And that would not be accessing their homestead if they were driving the snow machine.
Making sure I'm not missing something.
Mr. Chairman, may I be excused? I've got another
meeting. Yes, thank you, Senator Kelly. We're going to have some testimony from Outdoor Council, and we're going to ask questions to the wildlife troopers, but yes.
Thank you, members of the committee, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And we have Lieutenant Aaron Frenzel from the wildlife troopers. Are you available, Lieutenant?
Yes, I am available.
If you could put your name on the record, and I think there may be one or two questions here for you.
For the record, this is Aaron Frenzel, lieutenant with the Alaska Wildlife Troopers.
Thank you, Lieutenant Frenzel. Anyone in the committee have any questions? Maybe it's just me. We're talking about hunting, someone gaining access to the homestead, crossing this corridor that we're talking about. Would they be allowed to hunt to or from their homestead?
Representative, through the chair, as the regulations set out in 5AC 92530 through the Board of Game, the use of motorized vehicles to transport hunters, hunting gear, or any parts of game is unlawful within the corridor. So if a person harvested an animal outside of the corridor, then tried getting back to the highway, they'd have to transit the corridor, which would be unlawful.
Thank you. Any other questions? Seeing none, I think we'll go to Al. Thank you, Lieutenant. We're going to go to Al Barrett from the Alaska Outdoor Council, and he has testimony for us.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, thank you. For the record, my name is Al Barrett. I reside in Fairbanks. I'll be representing the Alaska Outdoor Council on this bill. Alaska Outdoor Council represents 10,000 Alaskans. We fully support Alaskans' right to access to private property. We think this bill would fulfill the constitutional agreements that to encourage the settlement of its lands, and without access to those lands, we wouldn't be able to settle them or use them. So this is a good bill. On a personal note, I have over the years acquired two parcels of land just outside that corridor, just south of the Yukon River. And when I got those home sites from the DNR, you know, they gave us all kinds of options to access our property, either through section lines or permitted roads, and so we were easily to develop that property, and it's unfortunate that the Hall Road corridor was never allowed to have access to private property, as they let miners and gas and oil develop out there. They forgot about the property owners. So we fully support this bill, and hope it passes on.
Thank you, Al. Thanks for your testimony. Any questions for Mr. Barrett? Seeing none. I guess I have a question, Joe. Is this map the extent of the area, or is it the whole length of the highway that we're talking about here?
Mr. Chair, it would be the whole length of the highway. So I confess that I've never actually traveled it myself. But from what I understand, it begins around Livingood. The Elliott transforms into the Dalton, and it's for the entire area that the restriction applies on the use of off-road vehicles, and that would be the area where this bill would make a change.
Okay, thank you. And I guess the concern of people just driving up and parking their car and getting on a four-wheeler snow machine and start hunting off the road, we've already clarified, is not allowed. So I think that was the main concern most people had. Any other questions for Mr. Burns? Seeing none, take a brief at ease. I'm going to open public testimony now. Is there anyone here to testify in the room? Seeing none, anyone online here to testify?
She said there's two.
Two people online? I don't.
Oh,
yep, yep, there they are. We have two people in Fairbanks here to testify. We have Rebecca Vanderloot. Rebecca, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Can you put your name in?
I'd like to thank the Transportation Committee for hearing me today. I'm Rebecca Vanderloot, and I am a landowner up outside the Dalton Corridor. I also represent our family, which includes our four school-age children. For us, this bill means being able to access and enjoy this property as a family. Amending the statutes to include private property owners will give us equal access alongside those that have mining claims in our area. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Any questions for Rebecca? Seeing none?
Yes.
I was seeing if there's questions, and there are none, but we also have Russ Vanderloot. I guess he's related to you. Russ, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, this is Russ Vanderlucht on the line. Yes, I am Rebecca's husband. Thank you for hearing us this afternoon. I represent those residents who are landowners along the Dalton Corridor. And as you just heard, my family owns private property that is land patented under federal homestead laws. And though the current statute permits an exception to access for mining claims, it prevents us from simply accessing our property via snow machine in the winter. So this amendment would allow for fair access for us and fellow landowners across the corridor. So thanks for hearing this amendment.
Thank you, Russ. We have a question from Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just kind of a question for the record, I think it was an important. I had a Senator Kelly this I'd like to ask the homeowner. Thank you for calling in, sir. I believe you said that your dad originally homesteaded this. And what I had asked Representative or Senator Kelly is, you know, does this bill allow family members like yourself, if the title to the property was in your dad's name or something like that? Obviously, you refer this as to your homestead as a family homestead. Is it your sense that this would include your family members at the same time?
This is Russ Vanderlecht. So would this include my family members? If they are accessing the family homestead, then my answer would be yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Newman. So, Russ, in the past, are you getting access to this land, and if so, how? Or if you're breaking the law, you don't have to say that on the record, but...
During the summer, we go in there by plane. It's unsafe to do that in the winter, often due to the depth of the snow or the snow conditions. This year, there was a lot of snow in the Brooks Range, and it's just too dangerous. So the by ground option is much safer for the family, and that's what we would be proposing to do via snow machine.
Okay. Thank you, Russ. Thanks for your testimony. Seeing no further questions, any further comments from the committee? Let me first close public testimony at 1:45. Thank you, Co-Chair Stutz.
Sure.
Any comments from the committee? Representative Drummond.
I'd like to associate myself with the comments made by the member from Bayshore. It's simple. Let's do it.
Okay. I wasn't sure that was, but one of these Anchorage representatives, yes. Do we have a motion?
We do, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 199-30-LS-1416/DA with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note from committee.
Seeing no objection, this bill will pass out of committee, and at that we will adjourn, and I'm not sure when our next meeting will be, but we'll let you know. It's 1:45, and thank you.